The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner in with my husband, fellow realtor,
Patrick Devaney. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Pat. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And our guest, our special guest, Mike Wallace, here for the second week in a row. He is the Zoning Enforcement Officer of the City of Scranton.
Morning, Jackie.
Thanks for coming back with us today. Good morning. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award-winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. Feel free
to email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions at jruddy.com, or you can call us at 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724.
Or if you're in the neighborhood, you can stop by our office, conveniently located at Dunmore Corners, 111 West Drinker Street, to view our listings or to search the MLS or to listen to any of our archived radio shows, and we have many. You can go to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Or you can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Pat has an announcement.
Yes, this weekend, Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m., please join us for a benefit to find the cure for cystic fibrosis. That will be at the Troop Hose Company No. 1, located at 512 Center Street. There's a pasta dinner, takeouts available, live entertainment, gift cards, tons of baskets, 50-50s, and other prizes. Tickets are being sold for $10 at the door. This benefit is being held for 4-year-old Ella Chapman and others living with this life-threatening disease. She receives daily breathing treatments, suffers from persistent coughing, and spent 2 weeks in an isolated hospital room earlier this year. People living with cystic fibrosis are expected to live into their 30s or 40s. Recently, there have been medical advancements that have brought us close to a cure for cystic fibrosis. You can help us get there. All proceeds from this event go directly to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. As for our lovely little girl, Ella Chapman, she's a beautiful little 4-year-old. She takes karate with my son. It's 1 to 5 p.m. Sunday, August 14th at the Troop Hose Company No. 1 at 512 Center Street. Please come turn out for us.
Thank you, Pat. Okay, Mike, last week we reviewed a lot of different zoning topics. We were talking about the different definitions that come up when we talk about zoning, and we had some examples of properties being, you know, in a residential zone that were a commercial use and what happens in that situation and applying for variance and that whole process and what's involved with that, and specifically grandfathered and conforming, non-conforming, special exceptions, so on and so forth. Now, what about when you have a residential property, a single family residence used as, you know, a home to somebody, and you're selling it, whether you're a resident or you're a realtor, and it's in a commercial zone? What usually do we have to think of as realtors regarding a property that is a residence but is commercially zoned?
Commercial zones are split up into different criteria, and you have a neighborhood commercial zone which does allow housing. That's most of what you see on the Pittston Avenue, North Main Avenue sections of the city, where you've got a barber shop and a tailor, a doctor's office, a little grocery store, and then you've got houses and a bar here and there. Well, the bars, they would need a variance to go in there new. But most of the city where you've got commercial zones, general commercial zones and industrial zones, there's very little housing in it. Houses can be maintained the same way as a business can be maintained in a residential zone. Nonconformity, it's grandfathered in.
Okay, so say something happened with that structure, say a fire, and it burned down. Is there something in the zoning ordinance that would happen to that property owner? Would they have to reconstruct? Could they reconstruct a residence? Or do they have to reconstruct as per the zoning classification of that neighborhood?
No, they could reconstruct the residence.
Okay.
A single-family residence. Multifamily, you, in Section 8, it allows you to rebuild if you're under 75% damage for a non-conforming use. So if you've got a residential property in an industrial zone and it burns down, we'd have to take a look at it and see where it fits in that zone.
Okay. Now, along the same lines, you have the single family residence. It's only been used as a single family residence, but somebody, it's zoned CN, neighborhood commercial, and somebody wants to do a law office or a doctor's office or some type of professional office. Do they have to go to you, or is it automatically allowed because of the zoning?
That's a good question, and it comes up a lot. The big issue with those are parking. If you open a doctor's office, you're going to have X number of lawyers in there, and you'll be bringing so many clients in per day, you're going to need to have off-street parking, and the parking will need to be paved and buffered. A lot of residential lots don't have that available space.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here today with us is Mike Wallace, Zoning Enforcement Officer with the City of Scranton. And we're talking about having a property that's maybe used as a single family residence that someone may want to purchase and use commercially, and if that would be allowed.
Right. You were just saying it's got to be paved and what was the other word?
Buffered.
Paved and buffered.
What does that mean? I know what paved means.
You've got a commercial zone with off-street parking. You need a buffer. That's a planting strip alongside of your property.
Okay.
It could be 8 feet. It could be 3 feet. It depends on the location. If you're alongside of a residential property, you're going to need 8 feet.
And these parking spaces that you have to have, and this area that you have to have for parking, is there so many spots you have to have per
employee?
Every business, every commercial business use in the city has parking requirements. So many people, or so many parking spots per employee, so many parking spots per 100 square feet of commercial use, so many parking spots per number of tables in a restaurant.
Okay, so it just depends
yes.
on the site, the structure,
and the use.
And the use, okay. So, right. So that makes your job interesting.
And not necessarily easier.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure it's not.
So zoning, people, you know, a lot of times I'm sure you get a lot of calls regarding zoning. My neighbor's doing this and they shouldn't be. And what about this? And how about trees, hanging trees, limbs over somebody's property? Is that something that the zoning enforcement officer has to go out on?
That normally is taken care of by the housing inspectors.
Okay.
Typically, if the trees are hanging over your property line, you can cut them.
Okay.
I got to get out my chainsaw.
Well, that happens a lot. There's a lot of tree-lined
in the city,
areas.
Sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure, and there's a lot of disputes, too, I'm sure, that you hear about. So, what about fences? What can you tell us about fences and people that want to do a fence?
Please come down and get a permit. The size of the fences and the location, it's important that we know about it so that you don't put yourself in a bind. You can put a fence on your property line. I don't recommend it because a lot of times people don't really know where their property line is. Their father told them, their uncle told them it's here, and then they get finished with the fence and the neighbor gets a survey done and now you're 6 feet over the line. You're allowed to have, in a residential zone, you need to keep open what's called site triangles at corners. So you can't fence right to the corner of a corner lot if it's going to get in the way of that site triangle. And we have to measure that to find out where it is. From the front wall of your house forward, you're only allowed a 4-foot fence and it has to be open. So if you're putting a 6.5-foot fence in the rear of your property and you want to bring it right up to your front property line, you can't do it. You've got to stop that at the front wall of your house or 20 feet from the street, wherever the setback is, and then continue forward in that entire front setback with a 4-foot, 50% open fence. So it's important that people do that right because nobody wants to spend the money and have to redo it and come down and get a permit.
Well, I would think it would be just, well, I don't know. When we did our fence, we did a survey. It just seemed like common sense to us. But I guess based on what you're saying, a lot of people don't.
I'm not sure what the price on a survey is now.
It was almost $600. But right. We had done a lot of renovations and I wanted to know exactly
sure.
where the property lines are. I'm going to spend a couple of $1,000s on a fence. I want to make sure it's in the right place.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that, and we want to do the neighborly thing too. We didn't want to, you know, set anybody off and get them mad at us either. We wanted to make sure that we did, and we even brought the fence in from the property line.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, we did.
Well, that gives you the opportunity then to repair it, paint it, fix it, do whatever you want to.
It's vinyl. I hope I never have to paint it.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of times we come across a situation in the city of Scranton where we sell multiple units, multiple dwellings, investment properties. And in these properties have to be registered in the city of Scranton. We're going to really talk about this at the second part of the show because we're almost headed towards a break. But to get started, a property, let me see if I have this correct. A property in the city of Scranton that's used as a rental or an investment property needs to be registered. Is that correct?
A person needs to register their rental properties. And I mean rental unit, not a property. A property I look at as a home, a house, a dwelling, a large unit. A rental unit is an apartment within the dwelling. So once you own four rental units, you need to have them registered by the city.
Okay, so four units.
Four
so
units.
If you have a four-unit structure.
Or you have four single-unit rentals.
Okay, okay.
You need to register.
Okay, so they need to be registered. And it's despite whether that person lives nearby in the city in an outlining borough or New York City, correct?
That's correct.
Because a lot of people think it's for the out-of-town property owners.
No, the reason that it was moved to four units opposed to two or to three, a lot of people complained that we live in the building, got three units, we don't want to have to register it. So the city lifted it up to four units. I think Carbondale just passed an ordinance where once you have two, you've got to register them.
Right. Well, I know, I remember we did a seminar with you, the realtors, years ago, and we were talking about that, and it was suggested that the person that lived in a unit that had two other units or even another unit register their dwelling at one time.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay.
It was leveled off at four. Once you have four rental units, you need to register.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to this after the break. Before we go to break, Pat, would you review a listing?
Yes, I have a listing by Sarah Weiss. It's 1810 Luzerne Street. It's listed for $92,900. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath house. I was there the other day. It's very nice. This is not a drive-by. It's enter this four-bedroom, two-bath with a jacuzzi, a backyard to die for, off-street parking. I guess we will conform to all zoning laws. Off-street parking in the front and the back, and this tiled family room has sliding doors that will take you outside to a beautiful paradise of a little yard. It's not a little yard. It's a nice yard. That's 1810 Luzerne Street for $92,900.
Thank you, Pat. We will return after a few brief moments with the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning again.
Good morning. And Mike Wallace, the zoning enforcement officer of the city of Scranton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before the break, we were talking about registering rental units, investment properties, the multifamily dwellings that exist in the city of Scranton. And you had mentioned, Mike, that anything over four units has to be registered in the city of Scranton, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So tell me what that process entails, please.
For a first registration, you would need to get a general inspection by the city. You can call the office at 348-4193, extension 4288, to get the inspection started. Fill out an application for the inspection. And then four or five of us will come out to the house, depending on the size. A very big building will get the fire department involved for sprinkler systems and fire alarms. But for an average home, up to several units, it would be myself, the plumbing, the electrical, the mechanical inspector, and a housing inspector. And we'll do a walk through the house and tell the owner what they're going to have to do to bring it up to the current codes, the building codes, the housing codes. That inspection costs $150, and it's $15 per unit in the home. So a four-unit house would be $210.
To register?
To register.
And is that good forever?
No, every year you would need to register each unit.
Okay.
So it would be $15 per unit annually.
Okay, we're going to come back to that. If we could talk about the inspection process, you mentioned there's a plumbing inspector, electrical inspector, you're the zoning enforcement.
Mechanical inspector, that's heating, air conditioning.
Okay.
And a home inspector, housing inspector.
Okay. And everyone is looking at different items in different systems regarding that property.
That's right.
And you usually, what do? You go through to make sure that the property, if it's not brought up to code, how it should be brought up to code.
Well, everybody will walk through, and at the end of the inspection, they'll give the owner a critique sheet of what they found and what has to be done. And it will list on there, bring it up to the National Electric Code standards for, say, a two-unit house. And plumbing would be saying the same thing. If they see anything that's really specific that has to be done, they'll make notes of it. You need licensed contractors to do that, and they know what they're looking for when they come in. If they have to bring something up to the plumbing code, electrical code, the heating and air conditioning, they know what to do. And they'll come in and get a permit, and then when it's done, they'll call the city, and it depends on the scope that was outlined in the critique sheets whether or not there'll be a reinspection of it. Sometimes they'll take the contractor's building permit applications as the criteria that they need to know it's been done.
And then, so how long of a time frame are they given, these property owners, to bring the property up to code after you find whatever?
Well, a lot of that depends on what's found. If it's just odds and end little things, they may give them 30 days or 60 days, and sometimes buildings get condemned by what's found.
Wow.
Well, if you go in and you find out that somebody stole all the copper out of the basement, you can't.
Right. Okay.
Really, how could you live in that house?
Well, you couldn't,
no.
Right? Okay. So, do you know that there's, I'm sure you do know this, as a realtor, I'm often astounded by the fact that there are many houses, multifamily dwellings, that aren't registered in the city of Scranton. And usually as part of the sale, we have to make sure that registration process starts and is completed prior to the settlement. And usually the buyer makes that a contingency in the contract. So it does delay things a little bit for us. How about when you go to a property, is there a minimum square footage on each apartment? Because in the old days, people just made
apartments wherever,
right,
they wanted to.
Right, 600 square feet for an apartment.
Okay.
That's total floor area. So that's closets and everything. So
okay.
Not and big.
As a result of these inspections, you sometimes can find yourself condemning these properties as a city official. So they have to then bring it up to code to take it off that condemnation list. Are you seeing a lot of problems in that area where properties are transferred and maybe the buyers aren't aware that the property wasn't condemned and they're coming to you and the property was never registered, so on and so forth?
I get a lot of calls from buyers wanting to know about it, and they say, well, who has to pay for it? So we'll make that decision with the seller. Sometimes in the condemned list, when things are being bought at sheriff's sale, it's a question. How do we do it? Who has to do it? Ideally, it would be done before it goes on sheriff's sale, but it's not going to happen.
We don't live in an ideal world, huh?
Right.
Is there a list that a realtor or a member of the public, a consumer, a buyer can go to online, a real-time list that shows what is on the condemned list in the city of Scranton?
No, that's in the city of Scranton, and sheriff's sale comes out of the county, and they don't co-mingle, so you'd need to call the office.
Your office?
Yes.
Which is what number?
348-4193, extension 4512.
And so then they have to get somebody to verify whether that property is on the condemned. So why wouldn't they know? They have to post. The property owner can't take down the condemnation notice that's put on the property. What happens? How does this happen?
Well, sometimes the condemnation is taken down. Sometimes buildings have been condemned for so long that the condemnation notices have faded away and blown off. There's a lot of reasons why. It just comes down to when people are buying these properties, somebody should be checking.
Okay. And they have to call your office to find out.
Yes.
And there's no way to get this on the website.
Not.
And the county doesn't have anything either? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
That's very interesting. Well, what I like about the city of Scranton, and when I was doing my research for the show, Mike, there's a lot of places where, a lot of areas where you have to go to building 1 on East Street, building 2 on West Street, and building 10 on South Street in order to get all this information. But in the city of Scranton, you guys are all under one roof, licensing, permits, inspections, zoning, so on and so forth. You're all on the fourth floor down at the city of Scranton, right?
A couple of the housing inspectors and the health inspector are on the first floor, but the majority of us are on the fourth floor.
But they're in the same building?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. And a lot of the information we talked about today and last week is on your website, which is?
ScrantonPA.gov, and then highlight city departments, and then double-click on licensing, inspections, and permits.
Okay, wonderful. And is there any information maybe that we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about before we end our show? You know, any advice to people out there thinking about doing a renovation project, a construction project, buying, selling?
Get a permit.
Absolutely. Look into your contractors. Get licensed contractors. Have them, you know, see that they get permits if they're buying properties. Do as much background work as you can. If they're condemned, find out why. Call us at the office, 348-4193, extension 4512. We'll give you information on the condemned status and go from there.
Okay. Is it hard to find out how quickly can get someone receive a call back?
I'm out of the office most days between 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, roughly.
Okay.
I get a lot of phone calls. It's going to be tough to call, and I'm going to get back to you that day. I try to get back to you within a day or two.
Okay. So if somebody needs to know something, they just need to be a little bit patient so that you're able to call them back. I would imagine a lot of what you do takes you out of your office. I mean, you're running here, running
right
there, looking at this, doing that. So unfortunately, you don't sit at a desk like a lot of people do, but you will get back to them. You always get back to them.
Yes.
Okay. I know whenever I have a question, you're always very good about returning my phone calls or my email. So I do appreciate that, because things in real estate are time sensitive, as you know, and sometimes, you know, we just need to know things. So that's good information. Just a reminder, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And Pat, do you want to talk about our archive shows?
Oh, yeah. We have a list of all the archived radio shows going back to August of 2010. So we have them, so you can listen to any previous shows. They're all listed by topic, insurance,
inspections,
financing, heating and cooling, construction. We have them all. We financing, accounting,
well, tax benefits. Oh,
yes, we have them all. So if you want to listen, just go to our website. There's a link right on the main page. You go down, it says listen to our archived radio shows. It's a link that you click on.
Okay, and you go to jruddy.com.
Correct, jruddy.com.
And it's on that first page.
First page, halfway down, it says listen to archived radio shows. That's something new that we just put up.
Gas leases, restoration services, gardening, staging, short sales, foreclosures.
We've done so many shows, I can't keep track of them all.
And Mike, you're going to be archived now.
So you can listen to it anytime you want.
And I can show my family.
Yes, yes, you could show your family. They can listen to you any day or any night.
They can download you onto the computer and listen to you whenever they want.
They've heard enough.
Okay, all right. Any other questions, Pat, on zoning?
No, I think we've pretty much covered it all.
Would you like to review a listing before we close?
Yes, I would. I have a lovely house that is a great deal. It's listed by Jason Thomas. It's 411 Prospect Avenue in the city of Scranton. I wonder what the zoning is over there.
R2.
I knew it. We have the expert right here. That's 411 Prospect Avenue, listed by Jason Thomas. This is only $44,900. It's two bedrooms, one bath. It has nothing to be done on this house. It's just move in. Granite countertops, all new carpeting. It's all been painted. Stainless steel fridge, new light fixtures, work done in the bathroom. This is a great starter home. Two bedroom, one bath. At 411 Prospect Avenue for $44,900.
It's a super, super buy. I think that's the buy of the town right now.
That won't last long.
No, at that price. And on jruddy.com, there's pictures of it, of the interior, lots of them. And it's really, it shows really great.
Taxes are less than $1,000.
That's good, too. Yeah. Okay, before we close, we'll review a listing, the tip of the day. Maintenance is a must. Nothing looks worse from the curb and sets off subconscious alarms like hanging gutters, missing bricks from the front steps, or peeling paint. Not only can these deferred maintenance items damage your home, but they can decrease the value of your home. Here are some maintenance chores that will dramatically help the look of your house. Refasten sagging gutters, repoint bricks that have lost their mortar, reseal cracked asphalt, straighten shutters, and replace cracked windows. You'll be happy that you do that.
That's right. You don't get a second chance at a first impression.
Thank you, Mike, for coming back in with us today. We appreciate all your time and all your information. Mike Wallace, Code Enforcement Officer with the City of Scranton.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here.
It was a pleasure having you. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
If you have any questions, you can email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-5225.
Or you can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Stop by and visit us. We're conveniently located at Dunmore Corners at 111 West Drinker Street in Dunmore. Thank you for listening and have an amazing weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.